Morning, church. Hallelujah. It's good to see everybody here. Yes, thank you. I miss you guys. it's good to be back. Always miss the church when I go away. Well, hopefully that everything will be done by next year, and then I don't have to travel too much. And Paul will be very happy to have me stay in the house and everybody. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the Word of God before we start. Thank you, Lord. Father, we honor you. We glorify your name, for you are worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor. Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. Lord, you've inspired your word in our hearts and in your word, oh God. And I pray, Father, that you will breathe upon your word, Lord, that it will accomplish everything that you have purposed it to do in our hearts. Your word for today. Lord, we give you praise, give you honor. Holy Spirit, we pray you speak through your vessel. I'm just a vessel, just a saucepan, but Lord, you use me to speak your word to your people. I thank you for the hearts of those that are here to receive your word, that Father, that nobody will leave this room, walk out of this room the same as they came into this room. Thank you, Lord, that there'll be transformation in their hearts. We pray that in no other name but the wonderful and the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everybody said, amen, amen, hallelujah. I want to preach down there. Is it okay or is it okay here? Yeah, I want to be closer to you guys. Thank you. Neil, you ready for some illustrations? I'm preaching with some pictures again to this morning because I like to do that. Hallelujah. Talk about the Word of God, but I like to actually explain properly what it is. Oh, this is nice here. Better here. Thank you, Lord. You know, God will not come through anything that we do. Everything that you plan in your life, God cannot come through you without coming through your faith. Amen? Faith is the most important thing that we have today. It's the most amazing thing. We lose the faith, we've lost everything. Faith is so important. And that's why God takes us through situations. Why? To build our faith. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I want to say, I don't care who you are, where you've been, who you've been with, what you've done. As we've always said in this church, God has a plan and a purpose for you. There is a space in your heart or in yourself that God created. It's only God can fill that. No other person can fill that space. No substance, no alcohol, no drugs, no sex, nothing can fill that space. Only God can fill that space. Amen? Amen? Only God. You can say you're an atheist. I don't care. I don't care if you believe in God or not. You carry a space that only belongs to God. And only God can fill that. Amen? Amen? I don't care if you've gone through all this stuff and lost your faith. You still have that space in there that God can fill. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, God is an amazing God. God has a sense of humor, but every time he does things, we seem to think that he's going against everything that we're supposed to be doing. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, the greatest mystery in life is that our destiny was chosen by God, but the fulfillment of this destiny, to fulfill this destiny, is left unto us. That is a very heavy responsibility. God has already predestined our life, but to fulfill that purpose, it's up to you. God is not going to force you to do anything. Amen? Everything is left in our hands. He didn't make us to be robots, to think and move like robots or machines. He's given us all our will to choose from right or wrong. Amen? I keep saying that all the time. It's my favorite saying now. Nobody has an excuse to sin, because he's already taken care of that. Amen? We don't have a sin problem. God's taking care of that sin. We have a sinning problem. Amen? We keep sinning. But we don't have the sin problem. That has been taken care of 2,000 years ago on that cross. So the greatest mystery is that he's already predestined our life. But to fulfill that, it's only up to us. Only up to you, individual person sitting in his room today. Amen? That is a very heavy responsibility. when you think about that. And no wonder people mess up every time, me included. And I'm glad that I have accepted Christ into my life so that I can walk the path that he has actually set for me. Amen? You know, God is like, just like you parents, right? You've already predestined your children's destiny by paying for their school fees to go to school, to go to university. You've already seen a degree. Amen? Do we all think like that? Yes, I do think like that. I've already seen my sons having something that they can accomplish in their life. But whether our children go to school and do the right thing by the school, follow the rules, stay with the right people that can inspire them, take them to that destiny that you've planned for them, it's all up to your children. Amen? So your children are the ones that make the choices, same as God the Father has made the choices for us. Same principle. Family is so important to God. And so God uses family all the time for examples. Amen? That's the way God is your life. You have already been chosen by God to succeed, but you have to cooperate with the decision to make sure that you arrive in the results that God has for you. Amen? We have to cooperate with God for us to really achieve the purpose and the destiny that he has given us, planned for us. God places the future of everything in itself. Amen? That's why I brought this orange. You're wondering what I was going to do with this. The future of this orange is where? Inside this orange, right? It's already inside this orange. The seed, the future of the seed in this orange is already in this orange. Your future is trapped inside of you. Your future is not before you. It's trapped inside of you. God, only God can take that out of you. Amen? And so, I'm using this apple as an example. Sorry, an orange. Thank you. Thank you. See, I don't even know what an orange and apple look like anymore. Hallelujah. So your future, you possess your future inside of you today. Today, your future is in there. God has to take it out of you. And that's why I'm taking you guys. The apples, the oranges, the oranges, life is actually, the future of the oranges is possessed by this orange. A seed, the tree that grows is already inside this orange, right? It's trapped inside this orange, this apple. It's like an egg. I'm using pictures. An egg is a chicken, right? But there's a process it has to go through before it becomes a chicken. Amen, Neil? So the future of this egg is already inside this egg. Amen? Hallelujah. God is committed to your future. He has placed something inside of you. Your future is more important than your past. Very important. Your future is more important than your past. That's why God says, do not dwell on your past. Your past is not important. It is, in a way, it is, but it's not as important as your future. Your future is more important to God than anything else. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're going through right now. If you're a drug addict, an alcoholic, if you're going through some problems right now, God has already predestined your life. But you're going to come back to the path that is already planned for you. Amen? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5. Very important statement. God says, now we've got to remember this statement because there is no other God like this God we're serving right now. There is no other God like the God we serve. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. God says, I am God, and there is no other like me. He makes that statement first. He says, there is no other God like me. Isaiah 45, verse 5. In verse 46, verse 10, he says, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish my purpose. God doesn't start anything until he's finished. God already says, I have set the future already, but I have to start back in the past. He said, I have separated the future from the past. And then he said, I am God. There's no other God like me. He is the only God that can do that. Amen. He doesn't start with anything until he's finished. Your life and my life has already been completed. All you and I are doing is trying to live our life to fulfill that purpose that God has already planned, finished, and predestined for us. Amen. Amen. God doesn't begin your life, hallelujah, until he's finished it. So he finishes your life, then he goes back to the start, and then he created you. So your purpose and your destiny has already been done by God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. God says, I've already predestined your life. It's there. Now I created you. Now you've got to walk this path to achieve the destiny that I have created for you. Amen? That's the path that we got to walk. And all of us, everybody in this room, have failed at one time or another to walk that path. Amen? Hallelujah. That's why God doesn't panic. God doesn't panic about anything. Because he's already seen your past. He's already seen, you know, in your hands right now, all up your Bible, if you carry your Bible, you've got the greatest book that has the beginning and the ending, all in one book. You already know the future. Amen? We already know that. So God says, I'm not worried about anything because I've already predestined everything. Amen? It's already been done for you. Same as when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he says, it is finished. He says, I have finished everything. You don't have to do that. You can just come and accept the package that I've had for you. I've already prepared something for you. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to die for it. It's already been done. Amen. God does all that for us. Hallelujah. That's why in our hands right now, we have that book that has the start and the finish, and we can be reassured that life is going to be good. Life is good right now. Life can be good for you right now. And it's up to you to make the choice of making that life good for you. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. Very important statement again. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will for your life. God says, I have already predestined your life. I've got a plan for you. There's already a plan set for you. But you've got to come to a place where you can understand how to walk that path. You cannot do it without God. You cannot achieve your purpose in life without God. You think you're doing it right now, but you're going to end up wrong. You're going to end up somewhere where you're going to destroy your life or do something wrong and along the way. So the only way you can do that is come back to the Word of God to really understand the plan and the purpose for your life. I talk about this all the time because it's so important for young people. Hallelujah. Not only young people, those of us that are living right now. Amen? So what is predestined? Action, you know, when I studied the word properly, it says action in accordance with some of the specific standard or authority. Hallelujah. Your future is easy for God. It's not hard. In him, you were also chosen. Having been predestined means destination set before the beginning. Your destination has already been set before the beginning. I'm just making some pathways here before I get to my point. Hallelujah. Notice he said the plan, not a plan. He has already set the plan before, according to what? According to the plan. I'm going to make some illustrations again. And I've got some very good people here on my left side that can be great illustrators for this. Yes? Thank you. God says, I have preset your destination. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you this. Your purpose and destination. The amazing thing about God is this. God will only tell you your dreams. your visions. But he will never, never, never tell you how to get there. You notice that. People get visions and dreams. People get prophesied upon. But God will never tell you how to get there. He will never do that. He will tell you that you become somebody. You'll be somebody in your life. But he will never, never, never tell you how to get there. Why is that? Hallelujah. And you know, I talked about faith a lot too. Faith is an amazing gift that we have. Hallelujah. So I'm going to use this group of beautiful people here as a illustrating. Please come on the front here. Hallelujah. This is another scripture I want to give you. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9. Hallelujah. It's the same scripture. It says, I set the end before the beginning. He's already set the end before the beginning. I have made known in the beginning what is yet to come. Hallelujah. This is God. That's why he says, I am God and there is no other God like me. Because I've already set your destination. But then I go back to the start and I tell you about your destination. Hallelujah. But he doesn't tell you how to get there. Hallelujah. Why? God has a sense of humor, right? So here's you. Here's your destination. This is where you start. And along the way, when you start, and I'm using Joseph as an example, they take away your technicolor coat. Hallelujah. And then they throw you in the pit. And you said, God, I haven't planned for this. And I said, I know, I'm just working on the character. And then you end up in the jail. And God says, God, I haven't planned for this. And God says, I know, I'm still working on the character. He says, I know that, but the person in jail is actually going to tell you your purpose to become a king. Hallelujah. Sit down, please. I don't care what you have gone through. If you got pregnant early, God says, bring the baby. I will conform this problem or whatever it is that you have. If you got a drug problem, God says, bring it. Bring it. You know why? Because I'm going to use it as a testimony. I'm going to use your testimony to tell everybody that I can change. I can make a drug addict become a world changer. Hallelujah. I can make a serial killer like Saul become an amazing apostle. I can make a murderer like Moses become a greatest leader. He says, bring that with you. Bring it. Bring your drug addiction. Bring your alcohol problem. Bring it. Because I'm going to conform it. He says, I'm going to bring it into line, into the path where you're supposed to be going. You may have stepped out of line, but God says, bring it. Because I've already predestined your future. But now I'm going to conform everything back into it. Bring your problems. Bring the baby. We include the baby in the vision. Hallelujah. If you're going, if I'm talking to you this morning, be encouraged. Amen. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you failed school, you've dropped out of school, you've got sacked from your job. He says, bring it. Bring everything. Let's just line it up again. This is the path that you're supposed to follow to reach your destiny, your purpose. Amen? It's not rocket science, church. It's not rocket science. It's in his word. Hallelujah. I'll read the word again. It's so powerful. It says, in him I have chosen, having been predestined, according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity. He says, I don't care what the problem is. I've moved it into the path where you're supposed to walk with. Hallelujah. For the purpose of you reaching your destiny. Hallelujah. That's my message for this morning, church. So if God has already predestined your life, then God has predestined this church. If we are going through something this very day, you know that we are doing the right thing in God. Because nobody gets attacked when you're stepping on the devil's head. That's when you stir up some problems. And that's when you get attacked. That's when you get somebody fight back. But if you're cruising along nicely, you are not touching the enemy's camp. If you're going through some problems right now, we call it problems, we call it crisis, we call all this stuff. God calls it training. God doesn't call that problem. God says, that's training for you. That's faith building for you. Because by the time you get on the other side, you'll be so on fire for God, nothing will ever discourage you. Bible says, don't be envious for anything. Don't be worried about everything, Neil. Everything's fine. Church is fine. We're in good hands. Why? Because God is still enthroned. The Holy Spirit is here. Jesus is still sitting on the right hand side of the Father, interceding for us. So we are still okay. Hallelujah. God has already planned your path. So if He's done that for your path, then He's done that for the church as well. The church is in good hands. Hallelujah. Everybody, give a big clap offering to God. Do not be envious for anything. God says, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. But it's fine. It's going to be okay. I know. I've seen your future. I just got to line you back up. I got to line everybody back up. Come with your problems. God uses it as a testimony. If you're a drug addict, you're going to be a world changer because God's going to use that. If you're an alcoholic, God is going to use that. If you've lived a very bad life, God is going to use that. God says, give it to me. He said, come, bring it to me, everything. Bring your sin with me, be with you. Bring it to me because I can use that. And then he said, I am God. There is no other God like me. Hallelujah. You can take that to the bank. That statement made by the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Oh. I'm done. I don't have to say anymore. What do I have to say anymore? Go and read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read the start and then read the end. Sorry, that's the pad. Yeah, the Bible. Read your Bible. It's fine. Don't freak out. There's no need to freak out. Don't freak out. Hallelujah. So I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited. You know why? Because that word has really, really touched me. You know, we haven't seen our pastor for a while. But that doesn't mean that everything's peer shape. Everything's fine. Everything is fine. You are the church. We are the church. The church doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to God. It belongs to the Holy Spirit. He's here. He's operating. People are getting changed and healed, saved, transformed. He's here. Hallelujah. So don't be anxious for anything. Hallelujah. I thought I had to say that. Is it okay if I said that? That's fine. Because it's in the Word of God. God says, don't worry. I have already predicted in it. It's all good. So bring your problems with you. Hallelujah. If I'm talking to you today, that's a good time to actually, but you got to, again, make the choice. Make the choice because it's still in your hands. Your destiny is still in your hands. It's not in God's hands. God has already prepared it. God is not going to come and move you like a little wheelbarrow and take you, you know, avoid all the bumps and dips and things. No, He's going to let you go through that. Why? Because it's training ground for you. We call it crisis. Everybody says, I'm going through some problems right now. It's not a problem. It's a crisis. No, it's not a crisis. It's training ground. It's faith. It's faith building for you. The best time to actually really, really get into building your faith is when you go through stuff like that. Amen? As individuals and as a church. There is no problem. We are fine. According to the Word of God, in Ephesians 1:11, it's all good. Everything works out for those who love and believe in Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. He set the end. He's the only God that can do that. Finish your life, then go back and starts it. And says, now. And then, interesting statement he made again. See, I'm not Pastor Bill. He knows where he's reversing to. I can't do that. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. A man's heart plans his ways, but God directs his path. You can plan everything in the world, but God will direct your path. He's the only one. See, the word says that he will not show you how to get there, but he will direct your path. He'll show you what you're going to become. If you've got prophecies in your life, praise the Lord. Put it on the shelf. Continue to focus and serve him. Don't look at the prophecy all night, then day long. Because if it's going to happen in your life, it'll cut across the path that God has already planned and predestined for you. That's how prophecies work. You don't force it into you. You continue to serve and believe in God. Stay faithful. Build your faith up. It's the most important thing you have, is work with that. Then God, if that prophecy is true, it will come into your path. God will move it and shift it and conform it into the path that it's supposed to take. In the fullness of time. Hallelujah. So God only directs your path. He doesn't grab you by the hand and drag you around and, oh, there's a pothole. Oh, there's a little obstacle right here. He doesn't do that. You don't dance and skip around with God. He guides you. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So God, a man's heart plans everything, but God directs the path. Hallelujah. He directs your steps. When you seek his face, read the word, come together, fellowship and pray, God will always, always, never fail to guide you, including the church. God will always do that. That's his church. That's his responsibility to do that. We just make ourselves available for him to use us. Amen? I said to guys, I'm much happier playing drums and playing music and not do this. But then I'm going to undo it. Hallelujah. You know, he works out everything. He says, his word says, and he works out everything, not just the good things, but the bad things as well. Because he takes all the bad things and moves it into line. And the bad things that you have in your life is testimony. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. These are powerful things that God has already placed for us. And so my point is this. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Hallelujah. Your destiny has already been predestined by God. Just pray, guard your heart, and God will guide your steps. Same thing. If I'm talking to you, I'm talking to the church as well. Same thing. Just come and pray. Stay together. Work together. Serve, and God will direct our paths. God himself is in charge and is leading this church. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm done. Is it okay? I was going to wrap it up, but I'm going to keep wrapping it up. Yeah. I better stop here. Does it make sense? Have you got it? If you got it, I don't have to go on anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Now I just got to watch and see if you got it. So don't be anxious about anything, church. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's stand up and pray. The altar is open. If you need some prayer, we'll pray with you. If you need some prayer after, the team will be here to pray with you. But we've got barbecue straight after this, yes? So, yeah. So let's sing a song and let's open the altar for some prayer. So if you need some prayer, come. If you need to get your life right with God today, today is a good time to do it. If you need to find out where that path is for you, the only way you can do that is come back to Christ Jesus. Because he's the one that can only do it for you. Amen? Your destiny has been predestined by God. Everything has been done by God. Your purpose has already been done by God. You just got to come. If you haven't given your hearts to Jesus, today is a beautiful day to do it. Salvation is today, not tomorrow. You may cross the street and get hit by a truck. Go to sleep tonight and die in your sleep. That's the truth. Death is knocking at the door every time. We live in a world that's full of sin. The only way we can do it is get our lives right with God. When you're in line with God, life is good. You can die tomorrow, you'll be in glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And we always make an opportunity to do an altar call. Today is a great time to do it. Thank you, Jen.
Beautiful name it
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah. Let's worship.
What a beautiful name it is. The name.